It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
Get me?
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members. KJ, yeah, he put this thing together. Might be the reason that it falls apart. Came from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team, you know it's Kazee. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the missus. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer,
just
that's a
fact.
Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike.
And this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
You know, we got into a mad tangent there.
Yeah.
What I would say, and I think I'll pass it to you afterwards, and then also you didn't put in your two pence, is that having kids in general has changed me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. I think that's what...
In terms of my softness.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to think that's with anyone. Like, you know, it brings out a more human side, a more emotional side. It sort of makes you reflect on you, and it's hard when you've got a child smiling and laughing at you to be all like all tough and big. How can you be tough and big when you've got a little kid laughing and that wants to play? It's hard to maintain that demeanor.
My son, he cries hard.
Right.
Like
heartbreak.
Like that emoji.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's his face.
That's what Zavi cries.
And I'm like, sometimes it's nonsense and I'm just like, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like 3 second cry. Sometimes he's in pieces.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, who did this to you? Oh, it was me. I can't.
Like, sometimes, you gotta beat yourself up.
I can't, you know, reprimand myself.
But sometimes the cries is nonsense. It's absolutely nonsense.
Oh, more than I'm just like, you're tired. Go to sleep. Why are you throwing the house down? Like, your bed is there and you put him in the bed just throwing his body around. Like,
oh, do your son's... Savvy hit his head into the car door today.
Oh, snap.
I don't mean to laugh.
No, he'd laugh because he's an idiot.
But then, like, he headbutted it, or was he just flinging his body?
Just thrashing about, just because, I don't know, because I've moved him from the buggy to the car. And it's me trying to get him out of the buggy, he's just doing that just straight away. I was like, oh, God. And they're in the car park, so I'm having to squeeze between the two cars over the car door. As I'm lowering him in, fuck's sake. Luckily, he was low enough that he hit like the inside of the car door,
rather than
the actual top on the metal.
Yeah.
I'm just like, it's under my breath, I'm like, fucking idiot. That's like, why?
But he's my fucking idiot.
He's my fucking idiot. I was like, why have you done that? It's like, oh dear. And that's why I look at my daughter, she's just there to stand there angelically, just like waiting for me to open the car door for her to get. I was like, I can't wait for you to be her age. But then later on in the day, she's doing some nonsense, like crying in the toilet because how to wash her hands. And he's just there, just going like, train! I'm like, okay, yeah.
That's two kids for you. That's two kids for you. No respect.
Them one word shouts, they kill me, bro.
Car, aeroplane, it's you.
Yeah.
He's just started saying mum.
Oh, yeah.
But he has no concept of what mum is.
Ah, so right. You just say
so he'll point, you go, who's that? And he'll go, that's sis.
I see.
Point at me and you go, who's that? And you go, that's dad. Point at his mum and go, who's that? And he's like, I don't know.
I don't know this woman.
Hot damn.
I don't know.
I still don't know who this woman is.
So he'll run up to you and be like, mum, look!
That's not what mum means.
That's funny.
It's like she's here all the time, but I don't know
if she's alright with that. Must hurt.
You've been with her every day near enough for 2 years.
Yeah, that's a burn.
I pissed off for 5 days.
No doubt.
The other day, mate.
Goes back, dad.
Apparently, when I was calling back to like speak to them and that, apparently every day you go to the door and go, dad's gone.
Oh.
Like that. Mum.
But then what part of that might be though? Because she's there all the time, he may not actually conceptualize that she's actually a different person to him.
Well, I heard that I can't remember who I heard it from, if it was one of you guys. I heard that they, kids take a while to detach
yeah
from mum because they were as like one. Yeah. for so long, and then they're connected for so long after they're born.
Yeah.
That they don't actually, they know you're a person, they know you look after me and you're my go-to, but it's like, I see myself in you.
Yeah.
Whereas these other people are separate.
They're actually different people, yeah. Oh, and apparently that's when the kids start, when they clock that, that's when they start saying no all the time.
Well, we started that already.
Because they realise, actually, I'm not the same person as you, so you want me to sit down and eat? No. I don't want to. He's like, no.
I hate the way my son says no to me. I absolutely hate it.
Well, he said it with disgust.
Like, every time he says it, yeah, I just want
to... How's he say it? Do
the
impression. He
says so much attitude. He's like, do you want milk? No!
Oh, the
chatting to it's,
bro. It's, Xavi does this. I guess he's me. He does it this kind of very calm, really undercutting way. It's like, no.
Oh, that pissed me off even more. Oh my god.
It's just,
that
pissed me off. Xavi, sit down. No.
What the fuck is that? What's he doing? Hey! Hey!
I've been taking him out. Watch this.
Like
hey,
a magic
trick.
Hey, do you want this?
No. He's like,
yeah,
he's like, I'm an idiot for offering. That's just an offer to you.
That's
there.
Funny.
And because I will do this as well. Like, so, man loves dinosaurs.
What's
with
it?
With his chest.
Yeah.
Loves dinosaurs. Until a dinosaur that's not a tiny figure is near him. Right? Took him to Dinosaur World in Blue Water, right?
Where?
Blue Water.
Oh, yeah.
He wouldn't go up to a dinosaur without me, but telling me, look, dinosaur. Yeah. So go touch it. And he bought him this big dinosaur. He's only just started playing with it on his birthday. And there's this small one that's on a lead. Push a button and it just goes, raw, and then it moves. He is shit scared of this thing, right?
Yeah. Oh, serious.
His own, like he's warming to it now. Like, he'll come over and look at it and go, look. And I'm like, yeah. And if you pick this thing up, and take it near him, who go like this, no, 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 please, please.
Do you have your kids have stupid fears? Have you discovered their fears?
Handra.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Zay, all the coffee machines, any of that buzzing, the vacuum as well, any motor, oh, he just bolts down the other way. He doesn't even hesitate.
I haven't seen it, but Obi said apparently Xavi is scared of candy floss. And I thought that's fucking hilarious.
That's what they meant to be attracted to.
Yeah, she said that she thought, oh, I've got to, wherever they were, she thought, oh, the kids are like this, it's just sugar.
Yeah.
And so Zadie had it, she was like, put it in Xavi. Xavi's like, just like, what the fuck is that?
Is your son Eddie Abu?
She said he was proper just like climbing out of the buggy, like, what the, get that away funny. From, like, what is it?
He wants egg and steak.
My son's irrational fear is what would you call him? You know, like, you're walking through the shopping centre, you see, like, cars that you put a pound in, and they
Yeah.
Is it where they just start rocking and just the music starts playing?
We don't get that far.
Oh, right. So it's theme park for him.
So his
he's just seeing it. The kids on there.
No. His other love is cars and bikes.
But he doesn't want that mechanical.
So we took him to the London Transport Museum for his birthday, right, thinking he's going to lose his mind. He's going to love this. And he loved it until it was time to get on stuff.
Oh, wow.
He was like, I don't want to get on. I just want to look at it. Right? I don't want to get fucking on it. What's wrong with you lot?
That's
and then I took
wild.
Him to the shopping centre, and he was like, look, car, vroom, 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 bus. I was like, yeah, let's get on it and put him on it again. No.
You guys got it all wrong.
And I'm like, you'll love this. But then he's kicking off in public, and I'm like, no.
He said it looks good from far, but it's far from good.
He's got a lot of this. But when it comes to this, it's not there yet.
Mark is bigger than his bike.
Yeah. He gives it the big one, but No. When it's time to crunch time.
No. That's the fan. No.
Well, shout out to the guys who commented though. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate the engagement, man. That's what it's all about, man. We're just having conversations here.
Yeah.
We can speak to some RNs about fatherhood, man. So I respect that.
No, but there is definitely change to other people's kids as well. Because the other day I took the kids to the park,
mm-hmm.
and just saw this. We haven't got to the park yet. We're in like the playground. We're going to the playground that's within
in the
big
park. Absolutely.
Right? So this little girl was running. She had like a sketchbook or something in her hand. I just couldn't work out what the hell was going on. But she was running. She was just crying, and I was like, that's either a kid who's lost or a kid who's just been told off, and she's just been disappeared. Some stood there for. I thought, I'm not seeing any adult there. There's this guy just sat on the bench, just nonplussed, just not bothered.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. And then I was like pushing Sadie. Well, she was going the opposite direction. The girls ran past me. And I was like, And I was like, oh, I'm going to have to like follow where this girl's going. Because I just like, I don't.
So it's something to sit right with you.
Yeah, so they sit right with me. And I think if before kids, I'd be like, I ain't getting involved with this.
Yeah,
like,
no doubt.
No, don't want anyone to see me to follow this child. Also, my conscience would not let this little child run off and me go, and then me watch the news and go, did anyone see this girl? And I'm there on the news. Yeah, I saw her. I just let her run into the woods. So I was just like, nah, I can't be that guy at the news.
Yeah,
so I turned around and then these two other people were with her and I was like, right, I still know who you guys are.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, what's wrong? Is she with you? And they're like, no, she's saying she's lost her mum. And I was like, okay, I did see her just run past. But I was like, I still don't trust you guys to give her back to her mum. So I still was like, well, I'm just going to kind of walk slowly with you lot until I see this girl back with her mum. And then I saw some woman just kind of like looking just panicked, just running. And then she was like, mom, and then she ran up to her, and then the mom was literally she's like having a heart attack. She was just sat on the floor covering her face, and then the little girl's like, I just didn't know where you were. The mom's couldn't even put any words together.
She was just absolutely
the first time this happened.
Yeah. And I was like, all right, she seems to be back with her mum. I carried on, but it was that kind of thing of, I think without having kids,
it's interesting,
I'm not interested in that scenario.
In healthcare, it's probably the same in education. You're always told safeguarding children is everybody's responsibility. Yeah. But people wouldn't see it as their responsibility unless they themselves had their own sort of child. And I guess it's a weird one. Obviously, we joked about it before in the pod. Like, we joked about a couple of weeks ago. We talked about when I said the guy came into the changing room about a child. It's like, where's your child?
Yeah.
And I think in children sort of spaces, unless you're a designated authority figure through your work, it's odd if you're in that space without a child.
Yeah, understood.
So if, like, even it'll be odd for a man without their child to be at a playground or a park.
Yeah.
So let's say a random guy who, without the child, without kids, was in the park and saw this girl running and tried to intervene.
Yeah.
He's almost automatically assumed to be a paedophile unless proven otherwise.
That's true.
Like, he's assumed to be the bad person. Yeah. Unless you can see he's clearly in police clothing, which may not even be a defence nowadays anyway.
No, it's true. Because if your kid went, like, missing for just a few minutes, and then some bloke goes, is this your boy? You're like, who the fuck are you, bruv?
You are losing your flipping head. And then, he's done something until he proves
until you see his kids run. But dad's like, oh, to what? Thanks, bro. Nice one. Thanks, you know, you're a good guy.
Absolute flipping fucking Luke. Lukey, I don't even know that. Lutely.
Yeah, it's like, who the fuck are you?
100%.
Returning my child to me.
So it's this weird dynamic where it's like, safeguarding should be, children should be everyone's responsibility, but it's almost like if you're without child.
Jesus, this guy.
Yeah, and he, no pause for this. Press play. But everything else is paused.
This guy's on slow-mo. He's on 0.5. Ties 0.5. Yeah,
that's crazy. That's very wild, man. Very well, but I always find that interesting. But that's the way the world, we live in a world where we assume people, you watch stuff like Paedophile Hunters, you see this stuff.
I don't watch that.
So you see the clips on Facebook, you must do.
No,
you don't see them. Oh,
no, wild.
I've seen some clips, but I don't see clips on a regular basis.
They're a paradoxical group of people, those guys.
I don't watch that show.
Pedo hunters are
it's
what I mean.
It's an extreme sport
because it's like, I get it, you're trying to catch pedophiles, but to do it, you're having to pretend to be a child online, and then you're going to take time out of your day to go interact with pedophiles.
Yeah,
and it's like,
yeah, it's a dark job. Yeah. And it's only a job that I'm like, unless you're being employed, paid for, but
right.
they're doing good work. They're doing good work. They're clearly filling in the gap that the police are unable to fill.
I mean, I don't think any arrests being made. I think these paedophiles just going, I'm just going to be more sophisticated in my approach to the kids.
I thought the idea, because when they confront them, you see the video, they confront them, I'm just here to meet Jasmine or whatever they say. And they got them on camera. No, we're part of the paedophile network. You've been talking to Jasmine. Sometimes they deny it, sometimes they admit it. They're like, we've called the police, that we're waiting for them. Isn't that what these videos are? When they're just calling, so they call the police.
But I'm trying to think, under the law, it's like, okay, so what's happened here? It's like, he was messaging a little girl. Okay, where's the little girl? Me. You're a 4-year-old man, so he's messaging a 4-year-old man. Well, I was pretending to be a little girl. It's like,
you're under arrest.
Bruv, yeah, backfights. It's just... The pedo's like, yeah, I was trying to catch him.
Hey,
the
pedophile hit them.
They pull up on this dude and they're like, David, and are you here to meet an 11-year-old girl? And he goes, she said she was 12.
Hey, man, put that man under the jail. Put him under the jail. That is incredulous. Put him under the jail.
Incredulous.
No, I don't want to see him again. He actually tried to put that as a defense. Hey, get him out of here, man. Get him out of here. He shouldn't see another day, man. That's disgusting. He actually tried to use a rebuttal. No, get him out of here. People like that, you can't rehabilitate people like that, God. Man. Get him out of here, man.
She said she was 12.
Get this man, get him under the jail.
That is mad.
Throw away the key.
You really thought that was his defense? You thought that was it?
That's it. You're giving, you know what they say, you're giving your lawyer nothing to work with. It's like, nothing.
Have you seen the other guy, the bald guy? And he was like, I can't breathe.
What?
I can't breathe.
He's doing for George Floyd.
You ain't seen that? No. Some bald white don and they've got him like corded up against the wall.
Yeah. Oh, I think I've seen it.
And he's like, oh,
were they pressing him or anything like that?
They were pressuring him.
No, but obviously they're asking questions, sticking it on him, but they weren't physically...
No,
it was just the pressure of what's happening.
But then man just starts going, they're like, you talking to Sarah, yeah? Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. And they're just twanging him with words, isn't it? And then just goes, I'm scared! I can't breathe!
Oh, shut up. Shit, then.
I said shit, then.
Shit, that's crazy.
So stop breathing then, didn't it?
Hey man, that's the thing. Is in this world, universally hated are paedophiles. Like even with murder, you can find some people like try to justify the reason behind the murder. Like, oh, but if they weren't there, or if they weren't part of a gang, or whatever excuse people make. But when it comes to paedophile, universally hated.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, there's a group on Facebook.
Universally hated. Regardless of your political background, your religious beliefs.
Yeah.
Universally just hated.
There's a group on Facebook. I'm in it, but like as a ghost member. You're in it, Latif's in it, the football band.
Oh, yeah.
And my mum's in it, and she's just in so many comments, so many days. She's like, why do you bother? Like, it's long. Anyway, apparently the conversation came up around, I think, like the Diddy situation. Mm. And then obviously it linked back to Mason Greenwood as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And there was a guy in there, apparently this is what I hear. And there's a guy in there kind of arguing for Diddy and
Greenwood. Oh, for Diddy. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow,
like,
that's a bold position to take.
Finding get holes in certain arguments that they're saying, like, oh, having 1,000 bottles of Baygo isn't illegal. You know, them kind of arguments. Yeah. Right? Mm. So my mum's giving him rebuttal and stuff like that.
Yeah, so that's not what he's been arrested for.
Yeah. And being like, oh, Mason Greenwood was found innocent. And she was like, no, he wasn't proven guilty.
Yeah.
The case was, thrown out.
Oh, she come with a strong lawyer.
So there was no judgment.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It just didn't got progress. Trial.
Yeah.
And then she was telling me, and I was like, why? How people got to, like, even, like, adulthood or adolescence, you know, hey guys, paedophilia, rape, just in case anyone's wondering, it's always wrong. Yeah. I don't know how many people need to hear this, right? But every time it's wrong. And that's what we were saying. It was like, listen, I could blow somebody's head off.
Yeah.
Right? And be like, yeah, well, he did this to me.
Yeah.
And they go, shouldn't have done that. Very naughty. Going to prison for a long time. You know, he's made a lot of people cry. But I go, I did it because.
Yeah.
I did it because he was in the other gang. I did it because he slept with my wife. I did it because he stole from me.
Yeah, you let the anger get the better of you, but...
You raped someone.
Yeah.
Or that you get.
Yeah. Just get under
the ground. There's no way. It's always... You know what I mean? You can't be like...
Well, what happened was...
This kid, right? Yeah.
Under the gym, if you saw this kid...
Under the gym.
You know, under the jail, man. We don't want to see you again.
What am I gay? Why wouldn't I?
Yeah, mate, these guys are wild.
Under the jail. Just get under the
jail. I always find there's people online where they do just back it for just the objectively wrong person.
Yeah. If they're being a contrarian, then they're just like...
My mum said they've got something to hide.
They're not being a contrarian. They'll take an angle. So, like, I've seen the Diddy angle is trying to pull down a successful black man.
Oh,
I'm just like, this isn't the hill to die on. Let them take it down a successful black man. Like, that as a statement might be true. Yeah. As in, the man might want to take down a successful black man. That might be true. But this isn't the point to prove that. I just
say. Hey, Diddy's been successful for like 30 years.
Yeah.
Why in year 31? They go, do you know what? We had a fucking enough of you, mate.
I mean,
absolutely.
It's time for you to go.
And everything that, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I always find it odd when people try to come with those arguments. Or even try to defend something so heinous.
Hey, it's always wrong. Hey, if you're watching this and you don't know.
No doubt.
It's always wrong.
That's why you never see it debated. I always find it interesting because they'll say something like racism, zero tolerance for racism, no place in our society. Same as we can all agree with paedophilia and rape, no place in our society, no this, that, and the other. But you will see a racism debate. You've even got your joke, you talk about it, where they'll bring some fuck person to represent the other, quote unquote, the other side.
Yeah.
But you have never heard, and for good reason, a paedophile debate.
I have.
On a respective platform.
Maybe actually, but continue. I'll tell you.
I've never heard people for and against talking about paedophilia or for and against rape. I've seen debates on
how you should treat someone who's a paedophile. I've seen those debates.
I've heard the debate of it being. These people are mentally ill.
Yeah, I'm making a separation between the paedophile and an actual offender, an abuser, because a paedophile is actually someone just finds prepubescent children
attractive. Yeah. They're sick,
but they may not have actually committed the crime.
Yeah.
Versus someone who's just there.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Under the jail. Yeah.
And so he's like, do you treat those people as?
There's people actively out there that say I've got these thoughts
and I hate it
and I hate myself, I'm going to kill myself,
and then they want treatment.
Yeah.
That, at least you acknowledge there's a problem. For you to solve a problem, you have to acknowledge there is one.
And a lot of it comes from being a victim.
Yeah.
Not every perpetrator is a victim, but how's the saying go? But every something.
Yeah, but everyone
that was abused and did.
Every perpetrator, just not all that, but most perpetrators are victims, but not every victim will become a perpetrator.
Yeah, there we go.
I was looking for, come on.
Yeah, because obviously, even seeing one.
Still wrong.
Yeah, because
I was 100%, but you never, obviously, those debates that you bring up are fair, but I've never been like, is it right to be, or, because in British racism, it's like, is this racism? Is that racism? It's like.
There's no grey area.
Yeah, exactly. They never make a great area for paedophile and rape, and for good reason.
Mm.
The point is, I wish other things which are allegedly zero tolerance are the same.
Not on TV, but in the comments you see it. You see.
If you're not going to put a face or a name to your statement, it's irrelevant.
Like, you see
people
the ones,
have a cat there. You see the ones that are
like, but she don't look 15. It's like, okay, bro, that's fine.
Look at what she was wearing.
She was asking for it. It's like, all right, she don't look 15, granted, but now you know she's 15, it's game over, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's done.
Redundant argument. Yeah,
if a girl wears a dress that makes you go, attacker.
Under the jail. Bro. Under the jail.
What the fuck is wrong with you, guys?
There's no dress that does that.
You might not have internet.
Yeah, under the jail, man.
Stay at home have a wake. Calm yourself down before you enter society.
I've never seen a pair of heels that go, you should attack her.
Under the gel. Under the gel. Don't even, yeah.
Man,
don't
I've even, never seen it. Them men are weird.
Yeah.
Non-starter.
Nah, madness. So we get to listeners' dilemma.
Listeners' questions to sort of finish up whenever.
Skedaddly.
Before we duck out. All right. So this is about, thank you for sending this in. Single mother dating. So mother's written in, she is 25 years old. She is single, ready to mingle, and she's got a 4-year-old. Little boy, and she said that she's seen a guy briefly. He knows about the son. They didn't introduce himself straight away, but every time they spoke about events, he told me it'll be fun once I got rid of the kid for the week. Oh, hot damn! Okay, I thought this was going in a sweet way, but now it's going a bit sour. At first, I laughed this off, as I get he doesn't have children. But every single time we spoke about future events, he mentioned getting rid of the kid. I was very put off, so I ended things. Some people are saying that's overly dramatic, but I don't want to date someone who only views a good time future where my son is gone from everything enjoyable. My family had hope as he is stable, amazing career, owns a house, is picture textbook perfect as a future husband to them. They think I overlooked the situation. I'm established enough myself, and I don't need any one of those things from someone else. So I was just done. AITA.
Am I the arsehole?
We've been seeing each other for a few months. So essentially, to summarize, 25-year-old lady, 4-year-old boy. She was dating a guy, but the guy wasn't really interested in doing any events, and wanted the son out of the way so they can spend some time together. So is that wrong? And so she thereafter got rid of the guy, even though on paper he was otherwise perfect.
When I was first seeing Sheree,
More in a similar situation, right?
Yeah. When I first saw Sheree, she was like, it'll be a while until you meet Alani Retete.
Yeah.
And that gave me a lot of respect for her, first and foremost, because there's a lot of people out there that don't put that barrier in between.
Mm.
And they just see a trailer load of people come in and out of their life or whatever.
Mm.
Anywho, I've actually got a joke at the moment of like those first initial moments of meeting somebody's child that you're romantically involved with, and being like, you know, you go to the park, you chill, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the long story short of the joke is that you're doing all of this in the beginning just so you can continue beating the mum.
You're cold, man.
You know what I mean? And it doesn't last very long. And for everyone out there doesn't know what I meant sleeping with the mum, you know? these shits and gigs, Dolly's got us looking at our words differently, bro. And, you know,
yeah, because they'll clip that up.
Yeah. I have ZZ Mills talking about me and Don's all over America and shit. But obviously, you're into the mum. You're into the person, to the dad. You're into them.
Yeah, you've got motivation.
You know? And it was very evident, like, if me and Alani didn't click, or there wasn't like potential for us to bond and form a relationship, that it would be better to just cut this thing at before it goes too further and feelings are involved.
I don't feel that's the way it should be if you're dating someone with a kid, or you're someone with a kid and you're dating.
You shouldn't let the child decide.
No, delayed introduction, and these 3 months, 6 months can be fantastic. We really get on. But it's still at like 90% because you still need to meet my kid.
Mm.
And if my kid meets you and my kid is a bit like, oh, I don't like him, mummy. I just don't think you're a responsible parent if you go, shut up, man. Like, he gives good dick.
Oh yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
That's what I mean. It has to be. That's got to be a key moment.
But then, how do you?
And it would have been.
That's what I've got from that. Yeah.
Our timeline got sped up because she actually spoke to her dad and was like, "Well, if you like this guy, it's better for him to meet Alani now, so that if they don't mesh, then at least it's not."
That's 6 months. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It must get harder the longer.
And you introduced to Alani as her mum's friend at first? Yeah. So that's nothing I do. It's like So it's no, there's no commitment here.
Yeah.
See, and also, because of what we do.
Yeah.
Which I thought was pretty cool, actually. Like, you know, like a win for social media.
Yeah.
Is that she was able to show Alani, like, just like some of my silly videos.
Yeah.
Like, I had a silly video where I pretended to be a dog barking at a postman so that he wouldn't deliver bills to me.
Yeah.
And so she would show her, like, videos like that and she'd be like, who's that? And she'd be like, that's my friend.
Yeah.
And then so when I turn up now,
I'm not a complete stranger.
I'm not an unrecognizable face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, and then we got on.
That's really nice that you got on, because it would have been sort of difficult if you didn't.
And it would have been no Kaziah.
Yeah.
No doubt. No, absolutely. Because I'm just thinking, obviously, it's not my story to tell, so I can't go into too much depth.
Yeah.
Well, growing up, one of my friends, his mother dated someone who was like a complete bastard to him.
Yeah.
And it was, really bad. I remember getting called once where he was essentially being kicked out by the mother's husband out of essentially his house. And I was like, what the fudge is, like, going on? And this man, like, losing his head and stuff like that and throwing the guy's stuff. And I had to put his stuff in the car and get going and, like, leave. I remember I was on a date. I was going to cinema with my girl at the time. Then we left the cinema, go to his house to, like, help him pack up the stuff. And I was thinking, what the fudge? And, like, his mom's really great, great lady and stuff like that. But she was just in a bad relationship where she was clearly torn between her then husband and her child. And
oh, they married?
They were married, yeah. And it was just like, just seeing almost, it never caused an issue with him and his mum as far as I know, but definitely seeing seeing her torn and seeing him not comfortable in his own home was definitely like, whoa. And
that was he on badness or was it just?
No, I think he would have been, this must have been, age-wise, he must have been like 17, 18. So this was during the teenage years. This was during his teenage years. So naturally, he's becoming a man.
Mm. So what I mean is, if people
was his baby boy. Sometimes was he being raped in the kitchen, just butt naked?
Oh no! He weren't that type of guy. So, but I suspect I was never there in the house. Yeah.
Is sometimes you see a mum get married or remarried or find a new partner, and sometimes the child in the house is running road or doing whatever, and it's killing the mum.
Yeah.
And the husband,
because he does
protecting his wife.
Yeah, because he has that attachment to the child.
Oh,
he's more objective. He's more objective about it, going, your son is just, he's going to prison.
So I need to intervene.
Men are
coming to the door, feds are coming.
Oh,
no.
But she's like, it's my son, he's my baby.
That 6'2"
guy is not your baby.
Yeah, he's a grown up guy.
Killer bigger Killer J on the road.
Killer J, that's hilarious.
I listen to his music, it's hella violent. it's good, but it's hella violent. And I believe everything he says in his music.
I'm scared, Sandra.
Get
him out of this house. I'm scared of him.
I'm walking down the road. People are saying, what, are you Killer Jay's dad? Yeah. What? What are you doing in these ends? I just know him as James.
But yeah, because I think...
That's crazy.
Because I guess there's a difference there in that sense, because that sounds like he's actually... Well, if he's married, I assume they were... He's been in that... guy the boy's life for a while.
From what I recall, obviously again, because not my story, I don't want to say too much, but they got married relatively quickly and it was during his teenage years, so obviously he's becoming a man. If you've grown up with you and your mum, that was the family environment you grew up in, and it's just you two, someone else comes in who is now trying to stamp authority.
Yeah.
But you'll get to age where you'll think you're a man yourself. It's always going to be a toxic sort of
scenario. From when I was about
18
years old, I was like even now, like my mum moved and like my mum's progression in terms of success, like she's always onto the next thing, moving up. So now she's got a house with a drive and it seems like something very trivial.
It's a nice statement. For
us, we're like, Lewisham to now, 3-bedroom drive, blah, 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 blah. Mad thing, like very proud of her. But I was laughing and joking with her, and I was like, if you find someone now, and I pull up to the house, and their car's on the drive. Are you crazy?
So you still guy, be trying to call cool, did you?
No, but this guy's been here 5 minutes. 51 years! No, don't open my cupboards. You know what I'm saying? Don't park on the drive. You get me? Who are you, rude boy? You wasn't here shooting in the gym.
Oh, damn. Okay. All right. All right.
That, I don't know you, Kurt.
All right. That's
the fuck it is.
So,
did your mum ever, like, get serious with anyone? Obviously, you'd have to one stay a business.
One time, that was kind of like, I saw. But it was like, obviously, there was like times where it was like, I saw somebody and my spirit attacked them.
So, well, you locked it off.
I'm gonna see them again.
So you locked it off. Everything locked off.
Everything locked off.
What?
But yeah, she dated one guy for a couple of years. He was alright, and but then she got bored of him. And
yeah, because that's the also thing. It's like that's the most you gotta. Well, I think your kid doesn't have to absolutely love the person.
No doubt.
But it's just a thing of. They've got to just be cool.
You've got to be cordial. Like,
and it's different.
More than civil, I would say.
And different ages, different expectations. So, like, when you met Lani, she was young.
Mm. Mm.
For me, if I'm either the single parent in that situation or the new person coming in, that kid's just got to give off a vibe that they feel safe. And actually, they need to say, "Oh, yeah, I like him, mummy," or "I don't know." It's got to be
you
that.
You like him, I like him.
Yeah, it's got to be that kind of. If there's anything from that child that's like, for me, I think if you're a responsible parent, it's got to be done. Now, if your kid's a bit older, your kid's like 15, like 13, 14, 15, and it's so. What do you think of him? And they're like, "I don't like him." It's like your opinions is a bit.
That's because you're aware that man's.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So it's now no, but it is though. Is that it's
facts? You know.
Yeah.
How old are you when 2 years?
I was still in the academy. I was like about 18, 19.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You an adult yourself.
Yeah. Then, so it's like what do you want? What do you want to say, mum? that's kind of your attitude. Yeah. It's like you're all right. You're a grown adult, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then now I think as someone who's got my own family. So if my mum was to introduce me to someone now, I'm like, nice to meet you. Then,
would you really vet at your age now and with the age of your mum? How strongly would you vet? As long as they're not like a mass murderer, do you care?
No, it's just like, because they might be like just waste and just be like, my mum's like retired and stuff. So if it's now a thing of they've just come, she's retired and she's got her own house and that, and now this guy's come. My mum was in her 70s and suddenly...
Saying mad weird lines like, have you ever thought about remortgaging?
You know what I mean? This guy thinks he's got this...
Financial abuse.
So do you have your own house? Like, funny thing.
In between houses.
It's like, okay.
You sleep in the alley.
He's this guy. You know what I mean? Like, he's fallen in love with my mum because she's got a bed.
Yeah.
And he's just there.
He's been a passport bird.
Yeah, he's moved in. And he's just, yeah. And now it's
she buys the real cornflakes.
Yeah. That's so, true, yeah. So that's
it could be a bum. Yeah,
so that's what I'm saying. See, I want to hear from him. Yeah, no, I've got three kids. All right, do they check for you? He's like, yeah, no, yes, yeah, so this is what I was just with my daughter. And it's like, all right, you're a normal guy. He's like, so what happened? What was with your ex wife?
Yeah,
she passed away. I was like, these are good things I'm hearing.
Good things they passed away.
Did you kill?
Yeah, did he kill? How did
you involve life insurance?
Yeah. That's a tick, by the way.
Yeah, this is
natural causes. Okay, yeah, tick.
But if it's a thing of if you go, so do you speak to their mum? Oh, I don't want to talk about that woman. So, okay, what's happened here?
Yeah, a bit of baggage.
Still vet people. If I'm going to tell someone now, I still vet them. Like, look.
If anything, it goes the other way because now my mum's older.
Yeah,
it's like I'm more protective of going. Don't take advantage. Where she's maybe like in my mid-20s, I'll probably be like, it's still you're cool.
I said to my mum the other day, we I'm the UK and you're the US.
Yeah,
so we got a special relationship. And I know all kids have it, but I was like, for me, it's just been us two.
Yeah.
So even to this day, and it's more of a case of. The status quo. Who is this third person messing up the feng shui? I've got a seat in this house and you're sitting in it!
Was there ever that situation with your mum and Cherie?
What, in terms of...
You said there's the two of you special relationship.
She even said it to me yesterday. Like there's, and it was because I was explaining one of the episodes to her, because she's not a listener anymore. Shireen knows there's a pecking order.
I have. Yeah,
she's aware of the pecking order, and she was aware of the pecking order before I had the child with her and all this stuff. And so that's
not from Shireen's perspective. From your mum to Shireen, was there ever that?
Oh, no. My mum's always, like, aware. My mum's always got my back. My mum's always, she'll tell me, like, you're a bit mad here or whatever and stuff like that. But my mum's always been of the vibe of, like, you're grown up, live your life, even if I don't. So I've had girlfriends in the past, she's not like them.
Yeah.
When she's seen them, she said hello, she said goodbye, she asked how they were. She's never made it difficult.
Yeah.
You know, some would probably disagree, but shut up. George, innit? But yeah, my mum's never felt pushed out, and nothing like that.
It's good because obviously you're her only child, so there it wouldn't be amiss if it was a case where she was sort of disruptive to your relationships, because she wouldn't want to quote unquote lose you. Yeah. So it's nice to hear that.
Sometimes my mum will be just be like, you're getting punked here.
Yeah.
Getting punked to, like, what? What, you're going to let someone chat to you like that or deal with you like that? And then sometimes, if it's a long-term relationship or, like, now, like, it's a case of you got kids with them, and maybe this is where sometimes, we've had this conversation, I don't want to say too much because it's her business, but where sometimes maybe my mum's gone wrong, and she's admitted to a certain extent some of these things where it's kind of like, you don't have to win every battle.
Yeah.
But my mum wants to win every battle.
Yeah.
And put a Napoleon flag down and say, who's next? You know? And so, with me, with someone that's taking up the aisle in the shopping, in the supermarket, with traffic, with... And that's why she won't play sports or do any games. Right. She's like, if I lose, I'm pissed. That's why she trained as a barrister. She's like, you want to argue?
Let's go, yeah.
Maybe, not necessarily with my dad, but maybe in other situations. And she will say, like, maybe it's a wrong phrase, but I'm stuck in my ways. I'm not changing for nobody.
Yeah.
I'm not, if you come in here and disrupt how I function, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to argue, and stuff like that. So sometimes that's the only thing she might say to me is like, what? Nah, you're getting mugged off a bit here, and it's like you're trying to explain to her, this little battle here, man,
I am being mugged off, but
I'm just firming.
But in the long game, it's fine.
Because I'm cheating. It's just a funny thing to say. It was a funny thing to say.
Hot damn. Wild, man.
It was a funny thing to say.
The thing with you,
I'm a comedian.
You go for the joke to figure the repercussions after.
That's 100.
That's how you do it.
That's how you do. You think about the repercussions after.
If it's funny, you got to say it. That's what Ricky Gervais said.
That's true.
If it's funny, you have to say it.
That's the onus to the.
To an extent.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, you know, we saw what happened abroad.
Yeah.
And if it's funny and you're hearing it, you have to laugh.
So if you find it funny, then you should laugh. And then you should stand on business.
I was having that argument with my mum. It's like, right, maybe they should have said, hey, bloody, bloody, blah.
But if they found it funny,
is a comedian on a comedy podcast telling a joke.
Must just be authentic. If you found it funny, then laugh. And then telling when people say, I can't believe you said this, like, it was funny, it was a joke.
Do I actually feel like that? No. And if they were... And I think if it was us three or any of the comedians that we mess with or that we know, they would have been able to put in a quick rebuttal and say something like even if it's so stupid, be like, comments like that, no wonder that you got bust up.
Yeah.
You know? You know? Like, I'd fuck you up too.
Yeah.
You know? What, you can't fight. How many times have you been fucked up?
Yeah.
You know? That's but they ain't got that, I guess, because they're not comedians.
Yeah.
Stand-up comedians. But anyway, we digress.
That's the blessing of the skill set we have and that we sort of possess. And did we answer that single parent question? So, I guess we spoke about
the answer for cutting that person off.
Yeah, I think you should write the cut him off.
Yeah, for sure. Your kids got to come first.
Yeah, kids got to come.
If they're not down with that, they should never have entertained you in the first place, knowing that you had children.
Or yeah, child. Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's something that's gonna get mentioned very early on. Mm. What are you doing today? Dropping my son to school.
Yeah.
Oh, you got kids? Yeah. I don't. How do you do it? Ghost them, whatever. But you shouldn't entertain that if you know that you're just gonna be like treat this person as irrelevant.
Yeah, and that other guy needs to just not date people with kids.
Simple.
That's what I mean. The guy that's trying to get the kid out of the way, he should just don't date people. You can't handle it.
You probably can't answer this in the short time we have. But what I wanted to ask, what was your mentality that made you that you never saw having a child as a barrier? Because if I grab 10 guys,
I know mums have always got snacks in their fridge. Come on, man! I eat pom pom and then I eat
squares, pom bears,
pickups, pom bears,
penguins,
yeah. Country slices, Billy Bear ham. Yo, get me?
Come on,
it's not a dickhead thing.
I don't know what that means. Could it line up 10 guys?
Pause.
Crazy pause. Big pause. And just 20 in their 20s. And I was like, would you date someone with a child? Most guys in their 20s would probably say no.
And the ones who say yes probably haven't really thought it through.
Yeah, because it's not a thing, especially if you go off to pop the balloon stuff.
Let's put a pin on it. I will say this, right? At that period of time, man was doing my thing.
Right.
Right?
I didn't like you're a dirty dog.
Yeah, it was COVID. They said, stay inside. I said, yeah, inside somewhere.
Come on.
And I was out there.
I'm supposed to be the hype man.
I was out there.
So you were
and they weren't all mums, but I was out there.
I didn't know. I thought people were trying to quarantine.
I didn't know what me and Sheree were going to be. Mum was out here living my best life. And the more time we spent together, the more time we connected. And then I binned everyone else off. I went on a greatest hits tour. One more time.
You gotta do a pre-relationship.
Yeah. You just got out of your system.
Got out of my system.
Pre-relationship stag do.
Yeah, it's off camera, don't worry.
And then I locked it down.
Okay. But there must have been something that obviously you were the other people you were intimate with. There clearly was something different with Sheree.
She was cool, she was funny. she was cool, she was funny. She was older than me, she had her own shit going on, she wasn't clingy or anything like that. Yeah. Like she was just a vibe. She was just a vibe. And she's still cool. Even though we get on each other's fucking nerves, she's still cool, man.
And was it at the time when you were like, okay, oh, we're getting on, was it more that the strength of your feeling for her told you it doesn't matter that she
had a kid? It didn't matter.
Okay, it's more that because you liked her so much, you're like, I don't care, you've got a kid, rather than I have an intention to just do this because you've got a kid, if that sort of makes sense.
No. The thing that could have stopped it in its tracks is that very early on she told me she didn't want any more children. And I knew I eventually wanted children.
Absolutely.
Good you actually had that conversation earlier, because the amount of people find this out. I can't see how people find out once they got married. I'm like, that is crazy.
Well, that was not they got married, but Nicole Scherzinger and Lewis Hamilton. They were on and off for years.
Who didn't want kids?
I think Lewis Hamilton didn't want kids. And she was like, I'm nearly like 40 now. Like,
yeah, that's mad. They wasted their time. Yeah. That's very rude.
But it's Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah, but I mean, a woman's got a body.
Name me one pussycat doll song.
Don't you watch your girlfriend
by heart like me. Okay. Oh, don't you? Hey.
I was thinking more of, I want you to loosen up my balance, babe.
There you go. Yeah, see, you got the best songs.
The second one.
Two songs, fucking seven world championships, 100 race wins.
No,
100
I'm not saying he's not a catch.
I'm joking.
Those guys are catch.
That's why he was wasting time.
But that could have cut things off. Being saying like, I want more kids, but luckily, my dick is so persuasive.
And you know,
he's like, are you not persuaded?
Consensually, my hand as well.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you better put that in there.
Yeah, pause.
Yeah, you better put that in there. No, press play on consent. Yeah. Don't pause consent.
No, pause putting it in there.
Yeah, pause putting it in there.
Okay.
We're always pressing play on consent. Remember, everyone. Paedophilia and grapes are very bad.
Absolutely. Mm. Press play and consent always, every single time. No, consent can be removed at any time.
Hey,
come on.
Look at me. Okay, look at my eyes. Roll them. I locked that motherfucker down, didn't I?
Hey, man. Hey, man. We're back. We're back in business. We're back in business. That's been another episode of Them Late Nights and Them Wet Wipes. You know who this is. You know who I be. I'm one of your co-hosts, Michael Akadiri. And to the left has been...
Yeah, done now, Mr. Serious Wood. You get me?
That's crazy, man. That's crazy. I don't know. Why is advertising needs wood out here? 3 weeks, yeah? 3 weeks before the voyage.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Pineapples.
There we go. he's gonna be swinging like Tarzan in that.
No.
What?
No.
What did you say?
I wouldn't.
You said pineapples.
No, I was just a joke. Don't do that. Don't.
You said the joke. Now you're not scared of the joke.
I said pineapples.
You said pineapples. We know what pineapples mean.
Yeah, but don't say man's gonna be swinging like Tarzan. Hey, I'm very professional and respectful when I'm at work. Hey.
Hey, when you're off stage.
Trying to fuck up. No. I go to my cabin and I go and get food. That's free.
Who meets you in the cabin?
Huh? Fucking no one. The iPad that controls the curtains and the TV. That's it. It's sending big bold letters.
Swinging that car.
Hey. Why am I even stopping this? I edit it. I'll just cut it off.
And to the left.
Arsy Bill pays permission. Who's that? It's me. It's Darren G.
Take care and peace.